Welcome. You are now entering the Fluff House. Prepare for your installment of awesome.
Go.
Be prepared for the brutally honest. And hear it from the people you trust. Why? Because life shouldn't be boring. Nine out of ten doctors agree. Furry Talk is awesome. Keep your chairs in an upright and locked position. We are preparing for takeoff. Keep all hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times.
Hi, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret. Trent, that's you.
Well, we also forgot to introduce Frag. We have Frag, our producer, here. And then...
I was going to wait to introduce him with Silver. I always lumped them together, but I guess...
Sorry about that. I'm Trent the Drago Lupin.
Then we got Silver, who can't be here, unfortunately, due to internet reoccurring internet problems. Hopefully that gets fixed soon enough so we can get her back into the cast.
As with everybody else.
And I'm Zeph the Husky.
And welcome to Furry Talk. Once again, we got a very small cast. People are out doing other things. It's the summer, the last bit of summer, so I can understand. They get to have fun, and we have no lives. Okay.
What about me? I'm stuck in college. If it wasn't for college, I'd be like, outside. I want to cry. No.
First topic, and that would be mine, is freedom of speech and lack thereof in any country, really. I don't know if people have noticed this, probably most have, but we're not allowed to say anything anymore, are we?
Nope.
Doesn't not at sound all. Like it.
There's one thing that pretty much just kind of bust my chops. Even though it was horrible, it was still... It's still a prime example.
Oh, is this remember what? That, okay.
Yeah, sorry. Remember that one news guy? He was a really old guy with the gray hair, and he was doing this sports channel, the sports review, and he was doing the NWBA. And he was talking, and then he was saying, oh, those are some nappy-headed hoes. Remember that line?
Mm-hmm.
And how he had to give an apology and shit like that. If it were me, I would have... said fuck you to everybody, because everybody's allowed to have their own opinion. Doesn't matter if it's, of course people are gonna mind if it's a racist comment, but people are going too far, way too far.
Some people do take freedom of speech too far, and other people just really limit freedom of speech thing.
It's people should know what to say in the first place.
Yeah,
I mean, there are social standards, but for some things, it's just like, come on.
It's like what my mom or various other people have said to me, and most likely other, well, to say men would be seem kind of sexist, though that is what I was always told. Men don't think before they speak, but it's some people do need to think about before they speak, and it's not just the guys. Ooh.
Yeah,
I don't know if this would really tie in with freedom of speech, but I was watching TV earlier today. My God, I was watching TV. Yes, I was watching Sanctuary, actually. Amanda taping. So, anyways, sorry, fanboy. fanboy.
So, Freudian slip.
Yes, it's, well, Frisson is fanboy, and I am a fanboy of Amanda taping. Anyways! That's getting off topic. So I'm watching Sanctuary, and it's over, and this taco commercial comes on for Old El Paso, or however you want to pronounce that thing. And I'm listening to the ending of it, and my mom didn't notice it, and I don't know if anybody else has, but it's like El Paso. Yeah, it said that thing, because I completely suck at saying it. It said that. It's like, And when I was listening to it, I could have sworn it said "mucho fucking grande" or something. It's like it said "mucho fucking great." That's it. That's what it said. And I'm like, and I said, "Mom, did you hear that?" And she's like, "Hear what?" I'm like, "Did you hear what it just said?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, "It said mucho," and she's like, "It said mucho great." I'm like, "You didn't hear?" And she's like, "No." I'm like, "He just said mucho fucking great." And she's like, "Oh." But of course, me being the idiot that I am, I'm thinking I might have misinterpreted that. And think of why he said something else, but for some reason I still keep thinking he said fucking, because I'm running over the word pucking, sucking.
And that's why I love Canada, because our censorship is a lot laxer than most countries.
And I'm debating, like, is that really freedom of speech or whatnot, but
censorship shouldn't be allowed. I'm one of those people who agree it's the parents' job to make sure the kids are not watching this shit.
Exactly. It's
not everybody else's responsibility. In my opinion, that's laziness on the parents' part, because they don't want to take the time to be a parent in all aspects.
See, I was talking to I can't remember who it was, but somebody said that some parents need to, like, go through a sort of, like, exam or something to see if they're actually qualified to be a parent. But then that also takes away part of their freedom of – it also takes away one of their – restricts themselves of being a parent. It, like, restricts them of freedom.
Well, I like the idea of the test, but maybe for the test to see if anybody needs, like, a midwife, like a sit-in babysitter.
Yeah.
It's not saying you can't have the child. It's just saying you're so dumb you need help.
Yeah, for common sense, like you were saying, some things about parenting is common sense, right? And then there's that one mother who completely screwed over so many other parents who they had that one thing, baby rock and roller, I can't remember. It's this one thing. You put the baby in, it has wheels, and the baby can walk around with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing. I had mentioned it before where the mother put the baby in that, didn't pay attention to the baby at all, and let the kid go right off the stairs, the basement stairs, while it was still in one of those things. Now, that's one of the common sense things. I think it also ties in with, like, censorship.
And didn't she sue the company and got them banned?
Yeah, she got them illegal. Now, I'm sorry, but this is one of those things where the censorship comes into where it's kind of relating, kind of not. Like you said, censorship, parents need to pay attention to what happens with their kids. This is also
It doesn't really tie into censorship. It just ties into stupid parents not wanting to be parents, which should probably be another topic we should be talking about.
Later on at some point.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. That's a little off topic. But for now, freedom of speech.
Sorry. Sorry for going a little off topic. But yes, continue. Sorry.
Well, there is no freedom anymore in America, living there for 5 years. There's only the illusion of freedom of speech, or any freedom at all.
Well, Dre, you should be here now. A lot of things have changed since you've been gone.
Yeah, Obama.
Yes.
It's not only his fault. It's, like, this government is corrupt in general. Like, you know, this government is basically to other people now that it's like get the money while you can type of thing going on right now.
What's this about this, like, death meetings or whatever, the death council or?
Oh, they decide whether or not if, like, we do get the healthcare, the healthcare reform thing, they get to decide whether a patient is worth saving or not.
What? I'm a complete idiot when it comes to states' rights and acts and whatever parliaments or, like, anything that declares a person's rights, right? But isn't it kind of also not, like, does the government really decide who can live and who can die because of medical treatment?
Well, ours can, obviously.
That just seems wrong.
I have dubbed America a hidden dictatorship.
Yeah, he did say that.
Well, right now, it is basically a socialist country. Because everything is being controlled by the government. If you noticed, he's trying to control colleges, like the
Obama?
Yeah, getting scholarships and stuff. If you get a student loan, he tried to make it so that you had to pay the government back for the student loan by doing government service. And then he's trying to have a government-controlled health care. And then they had that whole scandal thing with the government, like, acquiring people's email addresses without them knowing and sending out emails about, hey, will you tell us about what you've heard about the healthcare plan?
Oh, my God. My mom was really, like, my mom really liked Obama, and hearing this stuff is, like, because she heard, like, whenever she heard Obama, she heard people hated him, and some people liked him in that, and she's like, I really want to write a letter to Obama saying he's doing a good job, but this was before I heard any of this stuff. I'm probably going to get ragged out about this, but, like, for saying that stuff, but, like, listening to this now, it's like, I don't even know what to say.
Okay, listen to this. The House of Representatives and the Senate and stuff, it's all Democrat majority now. There's hardly any Republicans in there. And then he has the czars to override everything. Oh, you guys did hear about the radio, right?
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm sorry, I kind of just don't watch much TV because the news is too depressing for me.
Well, Obama made this radio an FCC czar, right? Which the position never existed. A guy who used to work for the FCC said that position never existed, and it just got created suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy who's the new czar for the FCC and radio, mm-hmm. the broadcasting czar, basically, he's trying to pass this law or this bill that if you have a private radio station, you have to pay the amount it takes to run your radio station, and you have to pay that to the government and the public radio stations so that they'll be able to run, and you have to pay 100% of what your cost is to run your radio station in order to operate. So you have to pay 200% of how much you have to pay just to keep it up and running. And also, if your station is not a liberal station, if it's a conservative station, he's trying to pass another thing that you have to pay a fine of $250 million to have a conservative radio station.
What?
Oh, my God. And this just proves...
country's going to shit.
This just proves why I don't watch TV. I'm sorry, but, like, as they say, ignorance is bliss. Like, I'm sorry. I don't watch TV because, as I was telling Dre this when I was over at his place over the weekend, you watch TV, you see the commercials, you feel like you're a retard, you're a complete idiot when you're watching these things, because they think, like, there's that one pull-ups or something commercial. I've seen, like, two or three times in that commercial where they show a picture of a diaper. All the other times, they're focusing on the guy's shoes, basically. The father's shoes. And there's a bunch of other, like, that taco commercial. There's a bunch of others where it just makes you feel like you're a retard or an idiot watching it. And as Dre said, it's for the general public, like, the generalized public.
Yeah.
And watching, yeah.
These commercials are geared towards the general public, which is... unfortunately to say, retarded. The general public is retarded. The stagnation of the general IQ of the human race has diminished to the point where we're dumber than infants as seen as a whole.
And for me, like, I look at this and that's why I don't watch much TV. People ask me, do I watch this? I had a guy ask me yesterday if I knew about this, like, this thing and that thing that was going on in the news or the government. And I don't... It is ignorant for me not to know this or say that I'm happy I don't know it, but listening to this, like, think about this. You're spending all this money for a radio station. With that much money, you could be helping poor people. You could be helping with the poverty. You could be helping with this thing, that thing, and you could be trying to, like, help with really important things than a radio station, but here you are doing that. And in my case, that just seems a little depressing, doesn't it? Last time I watched the news, Michael Jackson died. A 4-year-old drowned in a pool. There was a robbery happened. before that, there was a body dumping on a highway. This was like all like months in between. There was a body dumping on the highway. A family was murdered down the street from where I used to live. And there was another robbery as well. And I listen to that, and I listen to this news thing, and this thing, and it's too depressing. No wonder why so many people are suffering from, like, manic depression and all this. Stop watching the news!
I don't mean to interrupt, but that is a little off topic.
I'm sorry, but it's...
I know it bothers you.
Okay, Trent, guys. I'm sorry. In short, the world's going to shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah, there is no freedom anymore, and I think 2012 is the day of revolution.
Some people just say it's a bunch of crap, but I believe in it. I don't care.
Well, if it ends, it ends. You know.
Well, I'm not saying the world's going to end, but things are definitely going to start changing.
I hope to God they do, and hopefully it's for the good.
A big old meteor comes and you're on top of your roof.
Okay, before we get to the initial topic at hand, let's get back into parents and how they should be parents.
Oh, yeah.
I like that topic.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, being a godfather and having to look after two kids almost all the time, I have to say, I know I'm not the most experienced person out there, but I know what I gotta do. Mm-hmm. And I have my own views on it. People have so many other views, but in my opinion, we protect our kids and spoil our kids way too much mm-hmm. nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I look back now, and I think I was a spoiled, rotten kid. Like, I was spoiled. Some people look now, it's like, oh, if I just ask for this, I get it right away. Well, that's you.
Yeah, it's having life being handed to you on a silver platter, is how you put it.
For me, Sega came out. It took us, like, 3 years later, my dad got a Sega. 2 years after that, I got a Sega. A year after that, the PlayStation came out. It was about 5 years after that came out that I got the PlayStation. And then GameCube came out. Like, everything followed through. And it was always, like, years later before I got it. But looking back now, I got everything slowly. Unlike how people get it, like in seconds after it comes out. I never did. And yet, I still look back now and I'm like, I was a spoiled little brat. And people are like, you're like, you weren't spoiled. And then here they are having, like, all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, you're spoiled. And they're like, no, I'm not. I don't have this. I don't have that.
Well, bro, I know I wasn't spoiled. I barely had anything when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think I was spoiled. Some people say I don't. I wasn't. But I think I was, like, spoiled rotten. And that's one thing I don't like. Like, I really don't know what else to say. I was spoiled rotten. And as odd as it sounds, I regret it.
I've noticed that our topics are becoming really, really depressing.
They are. Because we don't have anybody here.
Proves how the world is.
That doesn't mean we have to get, like, everyone all emo.
We're not getting them emo.
I'm trying to something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for me, it's not being allowed to punish kids. Like, I see all these parents who can't slap your children on the ass because nowadays it is wrong. But yet the kids don't give a shit nowadays. Yeah, we need to bring in some corporal punishment. They need to get the hurt put back into them.
They need the kindergarten cop. Get down!
I'm getting a headache.
Maybe it's no more giving time out. You give time out of your day to whip their ass.
I was given, when I did something bad, I was given a spanking. And look at like how I turned out now. I'm apologizing for everything. Like, it's like, oh, you're in my way. I'm sorry. Oh, you're alive. Oh, I'm sorry. It's like, I apologize for so much in that, but I was spanked when I did something wrong. And for me.
Same here.
As odd as it sounds.
And the good old leather belt.
I never got a belt. It was always a hand. But, like, I look at my brothers now. I put them on timeout. I put my brothers on timeout for this thing or that thing. And I get told, like, put them on timeout for 5 minutes. My brothers and the neighborhood kid, one of the neighbor's kids, chased around a frog and killed it by hitting it with a baseball bat. And my punishment would have leave him in the corner for, like, I don't know, an hour, two maybe. And then after that, I'd give him, like, after that, I would have done something else. I don't know what. I wouldn't have hit them. But I would have done something serious. And
hit them with a bat. how do you say it?
You want to know how that feels like? Well, bam!
I was saying that. I'm like, I was really stressing the concept of death to them. Like, do you want to die? Do you want to get that done to you? And they're like, no. And it's like, don't freaking kill it.
But, Trent, I can see you now. You're dressed like in a black robe.
Do you want to die? No, like... I was gonna go say something to my little brothers, but my mom and the neighbor were like, no, it's already been taken care of. Really, what did they do? They got yelled at and they buried a grave for it. I'm like, that's it? Like, yeah, that was their punishment.
You see a whole yard full of frog graves? That happened.
You got a frog cemetery.
Yeah, and, like, I was spanked as a kid, and something like that, it's... Parents, you have to do something. They say it's illegal. Like, yes, it's true. If you spank them too much, you can cause emotional problems. You can do this thing, you can do that thing.
And
that
doesn't mean, it's called...
It's called reinforcement.
Like, you gotta know when to do it. I think we need a balance of both.
Balance, exactly.
If they do something completely and utterly horrible, they deserve it.
Exactly. You can't just be like, oh, he drank out of my pop, and you give him like 5 slaps. You don't do that sort of thing. But like, if they do something like that, you gotta do some sort of punishment. Then
judge it on severity.
Exactly.
Next thing I would also like to talk about along that is, oh crap, lost it. Hold on. It was. I lost it. It was a topic along the parenthood thing. Oh, 1 second. Okay, well, the spanking.
I was gonna say to Trent that he should dress his brothers and stuff like scouts from Team Fortress 2. they keep killing frogs with baseball bats. Boink,
bonk, bonk, boink. Boink. Oh.
Taking responsibility. There we go. For parents, sex ed. Parents try to dump everything on other people. So exactly. They could do the work for them. They want their life to be easier. No, that's not what other people are supposed to do. You're the one who had the kid. You got to take the responsibility to raise it properly. You got to teach it the things it need.
The child.
He or she needs to know about life. Sex being one of them. I know it's a hard topic.
But that is...
it's not the school's responsibility, and you can't go and blame the schools if they're taught wrong.
Exactly.
Because you're too lazy to do it yourself, I'm guessing.
I can't remember where it was. What was it? I was watching TV something, and, like, you have those... If you're, like, 12 o'clock at night, of course you're going to have, like, those crappy porno things on, which is when I just click it off if I watch TV. But I remember one day there was this one thing on. It was more of an educational thing. It was, like, a sort of documentary sort of thing. It was... 6 o'clock at night or something, and they had it on, and I'm watching it. What?
I was about to say, if anything, sex ed turned me on to porn.
Well, for me, I'm watching this. It did involve sex, yes, but it was educational. It wasn't that sort
of
thing.
Oh, yeah, that show. That was on late, and it was like a sex ed, like, late night show.
I don't know. For me, it was like... It was this, like, hour-long documentary thing, and it was... I'm watching it, and... Of course, it had adult, like, sex and that, but it wasn't, like, for the point of pornography. It was educational, and they were saying that if you teach your kids when they're young, of course, like, you gotta know the right age, but, like, if we, you gotta know when to start it and that, and talk about it. Like, you can't just, like you said, you can't just blame the school if they don't teach them right
yeah.
or wrong, sorry.
So, yeah, all in all, parents need to take responsibility. For the kids and not dump it onto other people. I think we reinforced that fact. So let's get back to the regular assigned schedule.
Can I just mention one movie? One thing I saw on TV was a movie called By the Way. It's like bisexual. It was another documentary movie, but it was about a bisexuality. Something to just an educational sort of thing to look into if anybody wants to.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I saw that and I thought it was actually worth watching, and I was watching it, so I just thought it was educational.
It's okay.
Hinting at something.
I'm sorry.
Hinting at something.
Trent.
What?
That's hinting at something. It must have touched him in some way.
it was educational.
Right.
Oh, I never knew it. I never knew you'd do it that way.
Hey, I didn't know you played for both teams like I did.
Anyways.
Commissions.
Thank you.
The rights of consumers versus the artists who draw it. Who has real power in this?
Well, in my opinion, if you bought it from them and, like, they're doing it for you, you should be able to do whatever you want with it, as long as you don't say, I drew it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You can be like, my character...
yeah, since it is, like...
character concept in that. So-and-so exactly. drew
my
it.
My character but... drew by.
Yeah, exactly. You can do that sort of thing.
Well, no, the situation was with Xana.
Or friend of, or something.
Yeah, friend of Xana was that this person bought a piece of art, but the artist went around and or went and told him, you're not allowed to use it anywhere, you're not even allowed to post it on your FA. And he was like, whoa, wait, what? I bought the stuff, I should be able to do what I want with it. And he was like, no, you're not.
That's like,
and so I don't even think the guy even gave him the art in the first place. He's like, he kept the art to himself.
Yeah, like, that's like somebody going out buying some famous person's painting and wanting to put it up in their house, and the person goes, no, you can't put it inside of your house. You can't put that up on the walls. Like,
yeah.
I can understand, like,
buy a TV and then say, hey, you can't let other people watch that TV. It's only for you.
Exactly. It's like, the person paid for it, it's in their hands now, they should be, and should anyway, go ahead and do stuff no matter what the artist says, as long as it's within reason, of course.
Yeah.
There are everything, okay, my major guideline to any situation is there's always a middle point.
Yep, middle ground.
And what people need to do is meet there and agree and move on.
Yeah.
It can't be one extreme or the other. It always, there always has to be a balance. The world works like that.
There's a balance in everything.
Oh. Let's pretend the world is a scale. On each side is different groups of people. Of course, there's always one extreme and the other.
There's always obese people which throw it off balance, but still. Just kidding.
And you need to make, of course, to maintain balance. People need to stay where they are.
Yeah.
Well, that's like that. Are you talking about scales like the ones from, like, Celebrity Fit Club where people stand on them?
No.
I was thinking of, like, the scale of justice, like how you always see justice holding the two metal.
Oh,
like,
that's not a good example. Blind.
Okay. So, pretty much, you can't have everybody come to your side and do it your way. Because if you do, the world unbalances and then chaos.
You'd be McDonald's.
It goes for the other side as well. You have to have balance. Center. Actually, equilibrium. That is what the world is about. People don't realize that. People want it their way. It's selfishness is what it is. But
Adrian, isn't it Burger King is like, have it your way?
Change of motto. Have it your way. Within reason.
McDonald's is, I'm loving it. I think that Burger King's have it your way.
Have it your way. I'm loving it.
Have it your way. That's like, taking this context. This pickle isn't on the right side. I want it on this side. Have it your way. My bun is turned 3 degrees counterclockwise. So, I want the sesame seeds on one side of the bun.
McDonald's person. It's like, McDonald's person, are you enjoying working out this crap job where you're not going to be making any money and it's a dead-end place for you? I'm loving it.
I come in every night to rearrange all the sesame seeds on the bun just for you.
I like to quote one comedian. It's like, is there sesame seed glue? I mean, how the hell did they get it to stay on there? And what the hell is a sesame?
That's so true.
What's a sesame? to me. I don't know. We don't give him time. Don't take him time to grow to find out.
Oh, what you do is you take the sesame seed and plant it in the ground and say, grow sesame. And it grows.
Grow sesame.
And what the hell is a sesame? I don't know. We don't give him a chance.
And what's a sesame street? How can we not even know what a sesame is and have a sesame street? I would hate to live on Sesame Street, like weird puppet people running around all the time.
I would hate being in front.
You're on Avenue Q.
I would hate having Oscar the Grouch living on my by my front steps.
I would like Oscar. Good
morning. I'm surprised they actually brought him back for. Do they even still show Sesame Street?
It's called Play With Me Sesame.
Yeah, they still show Sesame Street. Somehow they don't. The kids don't get older, and the people still own the exact same shops after like 12 years of being in business on a street that only has like 13 people living on it. Majoritively puppets.
That don't actually eat food.
I know. They eat like puppet food, which is like little styrofoam brick things and... I mean, like, look at Oscar. I mean, like, he lives in a trash can. Obviously, they don't throw away trash, you know?
Wait, no!
Oscar the Crouch saying it's okay to be a hobo.
I mean, Oscar lives in a trash can and he's green. I think that's like a Grinch reference right there.
I think so, too. He also has the same fingers. Like, the same weird fingers.
I mean, if Oscar the Crouch touches you, you, like, instantly get, like, the plague. He's lived in that trash can for I don't know how long.
It makes me wonder, does it have a built-in toilet?
I don't know, but...
It's got a whole house.
Where does the water come from?
Haven't you seen it?
He like, sits down in there, and he, like, just steps in his own feces or something. I don't know what he does.
I think for 12 years inside of there, it would be overflowing by now. Anyways, we're getting a little
off-topic. Frank likes to say, plague, try AIDS.
Okay. Has legs?
SARS, yeah.
Do you think Oscar has legs?
Yes.
Maybe he might be attached or fused to the trash can. You may never know. Like, his body is the trash can. It's like when you look inside, his, like, skin is, like, attached to the sidewalls. It's like, rah, rah, rah. And that must really suck for the puppeteer that's, like, inside Oscar the Grouch. He's like, my job is I sit in a trash can and control a puppet. Praxis plague try AIDS.
Okay. Next topic is what drawing programs do we use? Apparently people want to know.
So I use paper and pencil.
That's my program.
That's for me, like some stuff is paper and pencil, like my most recent submissions have been mostly all pencil and paper.
Same here.
Yeah, well, I use Photoshop for some things.
I'll start doing digital work.
I use Illustrator for vector art, like, you know, that chibis I did and stuff. Yeah. That's all Illustrator.
You should do commissions of it. It's that.
I don't like doing commissions because people will be like, I don't like it or something. And I'll be like, aw.
And you, like, can always say, too bad, you got your money now.
Well, the thing is that with commissions, I don't do commissions, I do requests. Because, like, I don't like charging people money. I don't think I'm that good. If they want, like, a real-life portrait of themselves in human form, I can do it. Because I do that all the time. That's how I get extra money. It's like $50 a portrait, and mine's still like hotcakes. So, like, I'm still a beginning furry artist, you know? Like,
yeah.
In my opinion, I'm not good at all. Like, looking at people on
it. You should stick with... Okay, if I had to make a suggestion, I think the chibis, though, is your best work you've done so far. And if anything, you should expand on that.
I also think his Bahamut stuff was good, too.
Though. That was good, too. That was traditional, though. And that was sort of feral. But anyway.
Either way, it's still really into the same thing. You still have a good style.
I mean, I don't got a style of my own. It's just that... Like, I can look at anything and draw it. Like, no matter which artist, if I look at their stuff, I'm like, hey, I can do that. Like, you know, with, like...
Rodri, you mimic his stuff pretty good.
It's because I can do it, too.
I know pretty much every technique in the book. The only person I can't copy are the people who have kind of the art style of like Dark Nekogami and stuff, where it's really smooth digital art. I can't do that. I don't know how in the world they do that. If anyone could tell me how they do that, I'd be happy because I can add it to my mind dictionary. I'd be like, yes, I know how to do it finally. I can die happy now. I won't even get a chance to test it. I just die happy.
As for me, it's like I just use Photoshop for digital stuff, and I'm not happy at all with it. Like I look at like everybody else's stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is crap. I hate it. That's pretty much it. Except that's for like all my digital stuff, my traditional stuff. After I saw this one picture, I realized I can like how to make my shading and coloring with pencil crayons better. But I still think I'm going to be working on digital stuff as well, because I think that attracts more attention than traditional, sadly.
Well,
and
how I feel on Fur Affinity is that, like, some art isn't appreciated, because if you draw, like, a stick figure, like, having sex, you'd instantly get, like, 1,000 views, because, like, there's so many people just attracted to the sex portion of it.
Yeah.
That, like, you could just put, like, remember what we were discussing earlier? I'm not sure if we did it on a previous podcast, but you, like, do a stick figure having sex, and then you put, like, a little, like, warning thing that says, quality grade A smut.
Oh, and, yeah. And you
like,
just
you get hits. You would get hits. It's been proven.
Yeah, okay, Josh says, I would like to mention, if you can't afford Photoshop or don't want to find alternative means, the GIMP is a very good clone.
Yeah.
Of it that is free.
You can
torrent. You can do the torrents of the Photoshop with a crack. It's.
I got an easier version, dude. Like,
yeah.
I've been showing you guys Photoshop Portable, Illustrator Portable. I got every portable version. You can get them on RapidShare. They have full rights and everything to it. They're small enough to fit on a thumb drive. You can load it from a thumb drive. Yeah. I even got Corel Painter. I got Corel Painter 10. I got Photoshop, Illustrator, Adobe Flash. I got all that on one thumb drive.
I got a Photoshop CS3 on my computer. That's what I'm using. That's a portable version. It's 32 megabytes big. That's what I use. And it's just like you said. It has like all full rights and stuff.
So, digital imaging on the go.
Exactly.
I mean, if I wanted to, I can plug it into my friend's crappy laptop and say, hey, you want Photoshop CS4? Drag drop.
Yeah, pretty much. I only just wish I could actually, like, use Photoshop to the extent some people do.
I use Elements.
Frag does the same thing. He says he uses Photoshop CS... He uses CS3 Portable, and he says, yeah, I get all my apps portable if I can.
Yeah.
Like, so what were you saying, Jerry?
I just use Elements. I feel kind of... Wow.
You want me to give you Photoshop CS4?
I don't get the... I don't really, get the difference between, like, CS3, CS4, Elements, that sort of thing. Photoshop is Photoshop.
Like,
I guess
well,
that's my major comp.
CS3 and CS4 have new features because it's, like, they upgrade certain things. Like, the masking modes are different on CS4. And it makes it much, much easier to mask, like cut out things in the backgrounds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's much higher sensitivity on certain tools.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with CS4 is that for some reason, like the pressure sensitivity on it does not work. Because I've been trying to use the pressure sensitivity on CS4 with my tablet, and it's just crapping out on me. So I got like the traditional. Everybody has to have this to paint, like digital paintings, is the Photoshop 7 portable, because it's so easy to use. Older things are sometimes better, and it has pressure sensitivity, and its blends are way better, and all sorts of crap.
I just wish I could get as good as like Photoshop as everybody else, or as like you, Zeph, or like pretty much anybody, because. Silver, she did a really good job with her Bahamut. Like, and I just see that, I'm like, God, I wish I could do that. Like, I'm working on a gift right now for my friend Death's Call, and all that's going to be digital stuff, and I haven't used Photoshop in a long time, so it's probably going to look like crap, but I have the perfect idea of what it's going to look like in my mind, but guarantee it's not going to come out nearly as good as I want.
Oi, Trent.
Yeah?
You ever thought of doing a collab with me? If you ever wanted to, like, you know, you just collaborate art with me, you know, that's no problem. I can tell you how to do certain things. You could show me some of your tricks.
No. I don't do tricks, though.
You have tricks. You've been a furry artist longer than I have, probably about a year longer than I have.
I drew a picture around by the end of grade 12 of my first furry, and this one guy came up to me. He's like, you're drawing a furry. I'm like, what? And he's like, what are you drawing? So I told him about it, and he looks at it, and he's like, you're such a furry. I'm like, what? He's like, you don't know what a furry is? I'm like, no. He's like, never mind. You're just a furry. I'm like, thank you. You're a furry, too.
Well, you know, I'm... That's a funny story, actually.
This was before I even knew it, but apparently, like, looking back, as I've said before, looking back, I was a furry way before I even knew it. Same. But, like, my stuff, like, I don't have any tricks. Like, I started working with anime, first of all, and then, like, I've been trying to get away from that. I haven't because my stuff is so, it's so fixated on anime style. I'm trying to get away from that.
Well, Trent, you know, in a way, we kind of did a collab with your size. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I had the design to it, and you did the coloring in that.
Yeah, see, that's like stuff you can do once in a while is make something, and then I can tell you how to do everything. You know, it's really easy. Like, you seen all my weapons that I've done?
Yeah.
Those are really easy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of was a collab, but it kind of wasn't. Like, how you took my Uriel character and you upped him with your, like, Photoshop skills and that. You got him spot on to what I wanted him to look like, and I completely failed at it. It's like basically Pyramid Head meets, I don't know, Nightmare and this one other thing. I don't know. But you got it spot on.
Well, I just thought of, like, Uriel, and I was like, that was a pretty cool character. Let me throw my own flair in it. That's all I did.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, wow.
I can show you how to do that stuff, man. That's no problem. I can actually use stream or do something to show you how I do stuff.
Yeah, like, if I watch a video of somebody, like, I've seen a Hyper, he gave me a link to a video on YouTube where some person had drawn a picture on Photoshop. They had recorded them drawing the picture on Photoshop. And then they, at the end of the video, they had the link on FA of what it was. And I'm looking at the Photoshop of the video, and I'm looking, I'm like, this can teach me how to do this and that. And I'm looking at it, I'm just loving the way how they do that, because that really helps me learn some of the things to do, like on how to work with anatomy and that, because that's one of my biggest problems. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's with Photoshop. Like, Photoshop is my biggest problem. I'm okay with my traditional stuff. I don't like the style to it, but I'm okay with it.
Well, your art's pretty good. You know, like, you have you're very imaginative. Like, yeah, me, I'm dull and plain, and I don't know what in the hell to draw most of the time. Like, right now, I'm in a rut. I don't know what to draw. What I've been doing is I've been doing, like, people's personas that they don't know, like, how to really draw their stuff. Like, my friend Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he... Like,
the Chew?
No, not Sparky, the Chew.
Oh. Okay.
you have to bring Vorart into this, don't you? But,
well, he's more of a scat fan, but
I know. Ew. I'm a scat man. But
Scooty Doo. Why did you have to do that? That's been my tangent song lately. Anyways.
Anyway, my friend Sparky, like, I felt like, hey, I think I'll draw his persona today, like what I think it would look like in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've been working on that lately, and I think it's pretty good so far. See, like, I've run out of ideas of what to draw really easy, and I have to have some sort of, like, a armature to, like, look at and say, yes, I can draw that. Or, like, yeah, yes, I know I can draw this. I can make it look, like, a little cooler, you know? Like, I can add my own flair. But, like, see, a lot of my stuff ain't original. That's what I hate.
Like, my stuff, as hard as it sounds, like, I don't like the fact that some of the stuff seems, like, really out there. It seems, people say you're, like, very imaginative. It's a good thing. But when I was younger, I wrote these, like, really far-off stories, like, that were like really odd, and I was really embarrassed for people to reading that. And when I handed it in to the teacher, I didn't like it because I was thinking I was gonna get laughed at. And even now, some of the stuff, like my stories, like my absence of light, like that idea that came out as a like thought for a movie, and I came up with that, and people were saying it's really good, but I'm thinking about it was good if it was played out in a movie style, but if you're reading it like it's a book, it seems like it would be ridiculous. Same thing with my Coincidental Rendezvous or the comic I'm making. Like, a lot of it seems like it's just really ridiculous, and people like it, and that's why it's like creativity is good, but to me, it's my stuff is like, it's embarrassing for me to put it out there because I always keep thinking people are just going to cut me down for it.
Well, Trent, that'll be funny. Trent wrote a story when he was in elementary school and the teacher said it was crap. And later on, it became the story, The Last Mimsy.
I saw that movie. I did not like that movie.
Or Zathura or something. like a far out story. I used to laugh at that commercial when the kid would say Zathura, I'd be like, Zathura.
Yes, Photoshop, and most of our stuff is like Photoshop or traditional or that.
Yeah, okay, so moving on, it's news time.
Yay!
And Frag has got some very interesting stories, so we'll start off with this one.
Just a few, though, because he's got a lot for us.
Okay. These ones are actually pretty quick, but this one is patient accused of biting off doctor's fingertip. Cape Coral, Florida. Authorities said a patient at Cape Coral doctor's office bit part of the doctor's finger off after being denied a prescription. Police reported that a 45-year-old man went to see Dr. Paul Arnold Wednesday morning, and the man became upset about not receiving prescription medication. Police said Arnold turned his back and the man attacked him. The patient reportedly bit Arnold several times, taking off the doctor's fingertip with one bite. The fingertip was recovered at the scene, and Arnold was taken to a nearby hospital. Police have put a warrant for the patient's arrest on the charge of aggravated battery.
Does battery really qualify as that? It wasn't beating, it was biting.
I did not use a battery.
Attempted bore.
And I'm sorry, doesn't it just seem kind of ironic that a doctor is going to a hospital for, like, an injury?
That's like, what's wrong with his office?
He was watching too much Mike Tyson.
I was just asking.
Angry do you have to be to bite your doctor?
I don't know. I was, I can't remember where I heard it, but do psychiatrists need psychiatrists sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually they did. There's this, show I saw, I forget what it's called, but, this psychotherapist has these different cases and he talks to them every week. And, no phone. Forget you heard that. And then he actually sees his own doctor.
His own doctor is Dr. House.
Gregory House.
Okay.
Damn, he's handsome. I wish I looked like him.
Very funny. He's actually listening to our podcast. He's like, wow, thank you.
Oh my god, if Hugh Laurie was listening to this, but it's like one of those pipe dream things.
He would have to be a fur.
Maybe he is. That'd be funny.
He's secretly a fur. Hugh, if you're listening to this, I...
You may never know. I mean, look at him. You can't put it past the guy.
He is pretty cool. He's pretty kick-ass. Plus, he looks good. It's like, I wish I looked like him. He's like...
Trent's gonna be standing in front of a mirror with, like, a razor. I'm gonna attack you.
Oh, God.
Okay, let's move on.
First successful surgery.
Next story.
Okay. Photographed Israeli mermaid win $1 million. Mermaid spotted off the coast of Israel. $1 million prize awaits first photographer to shoot her. dozens of excited visitors gather every evening at the seashore near the Israeli town of Kiryat Yam near Haifa. They are all desperate to catch a glimpse of the area's latest star attraction, a mermaid. According to numerous eyewitnesses, the mythical sea creature looks like a cross between a little girl and a dolphin, and only comes out at sunset. People are telling us they are sure they have seen the mermaid, and they are all independent of each other, said Nati Zimmerman, a local council spokesman.
That would be really funny if that, like, when they're all sitting there trying to take a picture, then all of a sudden you, like, see the mermaid come out of the water. What the world is that thing?
Okay, I'll finish off the reading. The creature, according to the fast-growing local legend, performs a series of acrobatic tricks before disappearing beneath the Mediterranean waves. Whatever the truth of the tale, it has done wonders for the tourist economy. Local officials are now offering a cash prize of $1 million for the first tourist to take a photograph of the mermaid. I believe if there really is a mermaid, Zilberman said, then so many people will come to Kiryat Yam. A lot more money will be made than $1 million.
Part of your world. Okay, gonna move on.
Okay. So want me to, Dre is AFK right now, so I shall go on to the next one.
I can read it if you want.
Okay, next one. PA police search for naked burglar. Oh my god, they even have a picture of him from the back. Oh god. Okay, Abington, PA, CBS. Police in Abington Township, Pennsylvania, are looking for a thief who apparently has no problem burying at all. On July 31st, a woman witnessed a naked man fleeing from an apartment on Old York Road just after it had been burglarized. The naked suspect is also believed to have committed a burglar the same day in a nearby home. Oh, God. It makes me wonder, did he just streak there?
Both stealing and scarring is victim.
Mental traumatization. In both instances, damage was done to the residence and its contents. Oh, residence, like house. Okay. Woman's clothing was removed from dresser drawers as well. Prior to these burglaries, police said that they believe that the suspect exposed himself to a female victim in the area. The suspect is described as a white male in his age, 30 through 40 years old, 5'11" in height, with medium build. I don't even want try to think about that. The suspect was on surveillance video wearing dark colored shorts, a white sleeveless tank top. This, of course, was all before he got naked. And the picture is of him running out with what looks like a black ski mask with a fairly large sensor bar from his back with a large box under his hand.
It's more like the back of his head with him, like, running around with a big sack in his arm. He's like a naked Santa, but skinny.
Okay. Yeah, to me, it looked like a box, sort of. Why go naked?
Hey, you gotta have some flair.
So yeah, true.
So, well, it could be worse. He could be painted like white and be the Joker running around, like spraying people with like, Joker gas.
If only we could develop that, that would be so awesome.
Joker gas is kick-ass, though. He took down Grundy in one go. Well,
Joker gas is kick-ass. That's on the can. Try this Joker gas. It's kick-ass.
So, do you want me to read the next story, Dre?
Nah, I'm fine. Thanks for doing the last one, though.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so Army Colonel tries old sea ration pound cake. In Washington, 40 years later, Henry A. Moak Jr. still loves his pound cake. The Army Colonel popped open a military sea ration can of pound cake from 1969 at his retirement ceremony and dug in. Moak got the drab olive can as a Marine helicopter pilot off the Vietnamese coast in 1973. He vowed to hang on to it until the day he retired, storing it in a box with other mementos. After a formal retirement ceremony, dozens of friends and relatives joined Moak in the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes as he opened the can to cheers. Moak joked earlier that this week that he hoped that the can wouldn't explode. It let off a whooshing sound as the pressure seal broke. It smells good, Moak said as he put a handful in his mouth. He jokingly staggered back a few feet and loudly cleared his throat. While one person yelled out, "Ew, gross." Moak pronounced the cake is good. "Even a little moist, it's even a little moist," he said, wiping his mouth. He dared anybody gutsy enough to join him. And retired Lieutenant General Paul L. Mikulaschek, who was the U.S. Army Europe commander when Moak served overseas, took an even bigger piece. "Tastes just like it always did," Mikulaschek mumbled with a mouthful of cake as Moak laughed and clapped. Moak said he wasn't worried about getting sick from any bacteria that may have gotten into the old can because it looked sealed, but the military discourages eating from old rations. So leaving it there, I don't know what you can say about this.
Neither do I. It's
kind of interesting that the military knows how to seal its food.
Yeah. The next one seems a little...
Who knew you could make cake non-perishable?
I would have tried it. That actually sounds, like, pretty cool. It's, like, tastes better with age.
Fermented. Fermented cake. Oh, God.
I mean, I used to eat rations all the time because my dad, when he was in the military, he used to bring home the MREs. And, like, I used to eat those all the time. And they were actually really good. I like them.
What are MREs?
Meals ready to eat. They're, like, rations in, like, a, like, olive green bag. Now I think they got them in tan bags.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they have, like, roast beef and all sorts of stuff. It's, like, dried. You just, like, add water or you can eat it right out of the thing. And it tasted delicious, actually.
The military knows how to do its food. With that, we're moving on.
I like his last name, though. Moak. That's a cool name.
Oh, this is a fun one. Okay, New York teen... $23 quadrillion Visa bill. Programming error affected more than 12,000 customers nationwide. In North Salem, New York, a New York teenager accidentally billed $23 quadrillion, seized the moment to update her Facebook status. It read, "Very much in debt." Lydia Alcock of North, or Alcock, Salem. Or Alcock if you wanted pronounce it that way, whichever way is funnier for you, of North Salem, New York, wasn't alone in her virtual debt. In a statement, Visa blamed the eye-popping charges on a programming error that affected more than 12,000 customers nationwide. The company says the problem was quickly corrected and all fees voided. Alcock, who's 18, attends Johns Hopkins University. Her charge was for a single purchase, a train ticket, on July 12th.
Holy crap. I'm sorry, but maybe it just so happens coincidentally that 12,000 people got the exact same sized bill.
Ah, finally, I got my...
It
had the same problem.
No, guys, same problem, but not the same number.
Hey, guys, it's like... this is some good gum. Cost me $23 quadrillion.
The whole country doesn't even have that much money.
They buy a gun and they're like, "That's $23 quadrillion. I'd like to buy some bullets too."
This better come with a shit ton of bullets.
This gun better shoot gold.
Read the next line.
Her dad, Martin Alcock, says the family initially thought it was an accidental credit. Yeah, like someone could spend $23 quadrillion and
that's more than the freaking U.S. government.
That's more than Canada and America. Like the incomes of both countries combined doesn't even hit that amount. It doesn't even come close. Anyway, they joked and they said they better leave the country quick. North Salem is a town in the northeast part of Westchester County, New York. But yeah.
Oh, I know a couple of people in New York.
Wow. It's even if that was a real amount that she surmounted, don't you think the credit card company would have seen that? And plus, aren't there limits on this? So you can't even remotely get near that amount?
Not even a million. Maybe that's why the economy is going to hell. God damn you, credit card companies!
All they do is steal money.
Pretty much. pretty much. So, you know what this looks like? The end of the topics. You know what that means?
Well, I'm just browsing around as well.
Okay.
But,
we do have to wrap it up.
We're sitting at an hour. Oh, yes. The slap word. Slap word? Anybody?
Well, hold on. Oh. I got one tiny little story that I want to do. Or this little part of this story. That in Thailand, scientists have discovered a Dawn of the Dead-esque fungus that infects ants, turning them into zombies that the fungus can then take control.
Oh, dude, that is so cool!
So technically, zombies are
real! I'm sorry.
It is possible. So don't rule out the zombie apocalypse yet.
2012 may happen, but remember, a corpse?
Oh, there's more to this. Fungus accurately manipulates the infected ants into dying where the parasite prefers to be by making the ants travel a long way during the last hours of their lives, said study leader David P. Hughes of Harvard University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm...
As odd as it sounds, I would actually want that to happen to me. As I'm dying, like, I get turned into a zombie? That would be cool.
Why... I don't know why would you want that, but...
Well, think about it. It's the closest thing to living again. Well, of course, if you're one of those really big religious people. But, wow, that's actually really interesting. Like, imagine... Though, then again, they found this thing, and you know how the way the world works and the government mind works pretty much from anything? They'll try and mess with that one way or another. They will, most likely.
I don't know. But anyway.
Okay,
Slap word.
Slap word? Ba-da-da-bum.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Popsicle. Enjoy.
Pop
Enjoy the summer. Enjoy the last bit of summer. It's popsicle.
With a nice slap in the face.
Enjoy pop
ice. You have a popsicle? Pfft, ow! Is that a no?
No, by the way it's spelled, it's not even popsicle. It's pop icicle.
Also, artist spotlight would have to be Silver's story that she's writing, so check it out. She's still able to post stuff, so...
Yeah, she's just not able to make the, thing. Not the thing, the podcast.
We are the thing! But we really haven't had our random talk.
No, but, you still have to read this.
Oh, I gotta read. What am I having to read now? I'm going to read What Is Frag Saying to Me?
Da-na-da-na. The artist spotlight is, then quote it.
Oh, this is Silver's story. Okay. Oh. Let me scroll up. Okay. I thought there was going to be more coming after that. Anyway. Okay, my story is about OOT. Oot. In my version. Oh, Ocarina of Time. Okay, my story is about Ocarina of Time in my version with a mix of Fairy World from the Fairly Odd Parents and...
Majora's Mask
with my character I made years ago in it. I did one of these stories too. Fanfic is really childish now that I went back and read it, but I was really into it. It was like 76 pages front to back, no paragraph breaks at all. No spaces. It's like full of words.
Yeah, and
but there's also a clean and adult version of Silver's story.
Yeah, there's two versions of the Kleon. One adult version. Would you like to talk to Saria?
And
I made a fan fiction a while back of Mare, which reminds me, I still want to finish watching that anime series. It has childish jokes in it, but it still has its mature segments. And but it's a good thing.
Show wasn't really that mature.
What?
There Mare? Was one really good. Okay, if we're still going along the Zelda fanfics, there was one really good Zelda fanfic that I loved. So much so that it was like a novel. It was so long. I don't even think the guy finished it, but I loved it. It read like a novel. It was brilliantly written. I forget what it was called. But it was so beautifully written, I thought it was a book. And it was fan fiction. And if anything, that should have been turned into a game or a movie, and I would have watched it. I mean, it wasn't really in the style of Zelda, it's not something he would do, but it was still really good. So apparently we're about to come to a close.
As Frag says, her podcast is almost book-like, which
her
is good because
story, not podcast.
I'm sorry, my mind is going elsewhere right now. Oh crap! It's 11:13. Sorry.
Yes, welcome to Eastern Time, people who are listening.
Exactly. Like I said in my thing I just typed.
Yeah, 1 hour and counting. Yeah, we need to really wrap this thing up.
Okay.
Yeah. Podcasts are extremely long, if you haven't noticed. We need to, like, find
usually
a way to
about,
sort
well,
you're usually about
you,
an hour.
Let me make reference to 2 cents here. They go for about an hour and a half. Every
2 hours.
No, just about an hour and a half each segment. They actually plan it out to be an hour and a half.
Oh. Well, we try to make it a little bit shorter because, yeah.
I don't think someone could pay attention to us for more than an hour.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
As Frag says.
And I think if we want to be a serious podcast, we need to start talking more. Maybe have some background music. Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. As Frag says.
I had to stick some like ambient music in the background.
Most podcasts are usually about an hour to 2 hours, so apparently before we were actually one of the short forms of podcasts. But yeah, we definitely need background music, so.
Yeah, really it keeps people's attentions.
It does, because plain silent
you're,
background.
You're there, yeah, you're listening to some awesome techno music, and it's like, oh yeah, they're saying shit.
Have somebody beatboxing the background.
And no elevator music.
I've been doing that all.
I know the perfect music cool in the background while we're talking. Move your dead bones, bones, bones.
It can't have lyrics. If the song has lyrics, then it'll drown out us talking, Trent.
It's gotta be like ambient trance music. That'd be awesome.
I think I actually have one somewhere.
Well, let's try.
It needs to be
up.
Different every episode. You can't just have the same song every time.
Well, anyways, we're
there's
like
a challenge. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this up, I guess.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say?
No.
Nope. I think we need a new ending segment instead of the story not birth. Yeah, the joke's getting old.
It is.
So
we'll contemplate
to the
that.
Viewers.
Yeah,
viewers?
We'll contemplate that for the next podcast, and but we will leave that open. Anybody who wishes to suggest an ending segment for the new podcast, give us a shout.
Or for podcasts that comes, just leave us your 2 cents on that, and we'll pick the best, I guess. Not really a contest, but also, artists, if you're listening, any artists out there, who have Skype and want to be interviewed or don't mind being on a, like, 12th-rate podcast.
It's 11th-rate!
It's 10th-rate, get it right. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry, it's a
for one show only, like, interview.
Just give us a shout, Frag or the Fluff House.
Or any of us in general. We talk all the time, so we'll definitely get you in. We'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and we won't cut you off like we do each other.
Yeah.
We'll try not to.
It's a new thing we're working on right now, but we're slowly getting better, as you can tell from this podcast.
Mainly because there was only three of us.
True.
But,
yeah, like, pretty much, give us a shout. Any of the podcast crew a shout, and we'll talk to the producer about that. And,
is that about it? I guess this has been Furry Talk, and hope to see you next week.
Yeah, I guess as the last end of the tradition, should we just say the joke one more time before it goes?
I think we should just kill it now. I think we
just the joke's
it.
Dead. The joke does not serve a
let's
finale.
Not drag it on anymore. It's dead.
Yeah.
All
right.
It's dead and buried. Eulogy time. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so we're dragging this on now.
Right. Okay, so memories. Okay.
So long, everyone, and we shall talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Peace out.
See ya.